what might he call him? If he didn't think, if he had no respect for the white man, would he call him a peckerwood?
Yeah, he called him peckerwood.
Uh-huh.
That peck. Uh-huh. And he get mad at him, he called him nigger, that nigger.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear this word hoojer? what does that mean?
That's a white man, I reckon.
Uh-huh. There's a, I talked to a colored man down Mississippi, and he said he has some white people living across the road, and he didn't like them. And he said, oh, that's just an old country hoojer over there. He didn't like him. I asked him what a hoojer was, and he said, well, there's nobody you want to know. To get back to birds and animals and for a minute, what bugs used to sting you? Did you have trouble with the...
You have trouble with bees.
If you... did you ever dig up nests on the... as you plowed? There's some kind of bug that has nests in the ground. You might dig them up. Are they the wasps or the hornets or what?
I don't think they stay in the ground.
Where does a wasp? There's some bug that can bite a man. I guess a horse too. Remember what that is.
That bug.
Yes, uh-huh. They really sting.
We have some horses and yellow jackets that sting.
Yellow jacket, that's it. I guess they build their nest in the ground,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And they sting too, when they sting. You will know it.
What are these little bugs that make welts in your ankle if you walk through the grass?
I ain't better. I don't know much about them. But when a yellow jack sting you, you know it.
Guess you won't forget it, huh?
Mm.
Did you ever dig up any as you plowed?
I got into nets. You know, they're outside the woods, an old log or something like that. They're deal up there.
Oh, I see.
And you get them before you know it, and you get out of it as quick as you can.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember a certain bug that would hover over water like this, and he'd move and go like this, and he'd move again? You can find him over water most of the time.
I believe I've seen him. I don't know where he is, but...
Somebody said that... Snake doctor. Somebody told me that wherever you see one of them, you stay away from it because there's a snake there. Does that... Do you believe that?
Did I believe that?
Yes.
I don't know. But I see him fool around water and bluff.
Mm-hmm. Supposed to mean a snake is around that place.
I know they call them snake doctors.
Uh-huh. How about, did you ever eat any of these things that burrow in the ground, in wetland?
A mud turtle?
Mud turtle? Are they good to eat?
Yeah. I used to eat that when I get a hotel. I'd be ditching, dig them up out of the ground, throw them out.
And the one that runs not in water but it's on land, is that the same as a mud turtle?
Yes. Because they don't sting water so much. You can't pull them to the high road at heat time. Just make them come down the road, going across the road. Mm-hmm. Then to stay in the ground too. I ditched it right small and I ditched them up on the ground. Down the mud.
What's a crawdad? Did you ever...
Crawfish? They say they good, but ain't nothing to them. I don't know. I don't never fool with crawfish. They tell me they good to eat.
I've heard that. I don't believe I ever saw one.